Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Tim. I hope you enjoyed your trip to Charlotte.
I did. Boy, it was hot there yesterday.
And humid.
Oh.
Very humid.
Yeah, I am. Boy, that Lowe's Motor Speedway, what a place that is.
Oh, it is fantastic.
Have you ever been there?
Everyone around here enjoys that.
Have you gone to that speedway?
I actually have not. I can't say that I have.
Well, it's so enormous. I can't, when you look, I was inside there doing that Richard Petty driving experience. I did 18 laps and I got up to 139 miles an hour.
Wow.
It's so much fun. Actually, to me, the best part, I hate to say this, some people are going to think I'm nuts, is just coming out of the pits and running through the gears on that car.
Oh.
Oh, to have 650 horsepower and running through, you know, the gears is pretty much fun. So anyway,
I can imagine.
But I kind of just blew into town and then got in there about 11:30 on Thursday. I was driven from the airport out to Mooresville is where we were.
Oh, I have a brother-in-law that lives in Mooresville.
Yeah, and then we went from right there to Ray Everingham's racing facility and had a tour of that to see him actually build these cars. And then we had like a quick show and tell of all these very cool Stanley tools. And then we went to dinner, and then the next morning we wake up and we were at the Speedway at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, goodness. So,
but, it's hot there, man.
It's very hot.
Yeah, it's hot here too. So, okay. So let's talk about your roof.
Okay, well, I've just had my roof replaced actually on Monday with a 30-year architectural shingle by a roofing contractor.
Okay.
And I'm very concerned about the insulation, in particular three different items. Just walking the roof myself, I saw approximately half a dozen roofing nails that were not within the nail zone, and you could actually see them at the bottom of the shingle
the bottom of the shingle above it, like the next course of shingles.
Yes,
yep.
Correct. And then the second issue was the flashing that they did not replace in front of the dormers. It's actually because the flashing originally was placed under the shingle, they actually tore off the old shingle and is somewhat distorted because of that. And they actually left it sticking up, and it's almost at a 45-degree angle.
All right. Well, luckily, both of these problems are easy to solve. The fact that the roofing nails kind of missed the target, here's the thing. The nails may not have missed the target, although from the photo you sent, it looks to me they did. Typically, the roofing manufacturers want those nails placed 5/8 of an inch above what we call the lap line, you know, where the bottom of the next row of shingles starts.
Yeah.
And they were like within a quarter inch of that line. In fact, you know, the head, the actual edge of the head, you know, was right, you know, at the lap line as far as I'm concerned.
Uh-huh.
So they were a little low. But here's how you fix that. They've got a couple of choices. They can either come out and replace that shingle, but in your case, it's up near that flashing. In that one photo I remember seeing?
Yes. All the ones that I saw are near that flashing.
Okay, well, here's what I would do. It's not that big of a deal. You can actually take a piece of metal, and it doesn't need to be that big. I mean, you can take a piece of metal that's only, say, an inch wide or an inch and a half wide that's maybe, I don't know, 4 inches long, and you can actually try to paint it the color of the shingle.
Uh-huh.
And you would actually slide it up underneath the shingle above and let that piece of metal hang down over that nail so that the bottom of the piece of metal is maybe hanging a half inch down below that nail. So that piece of metal actually acts like a shingle. See what I mean?
Yeah.
So that as the water rolls down over the shingle above, then onto that piece of metal, it rolls past the nail head. Okay?
Now, do you have to seal the edges at all?
No, you do not have to seal the edges. Nope, don't have to worry about that. So if
water won't make its way underneath that metal.
No, it won't. I mean, unless you have some crazy hurricane-type winds, which sometimes you do get through there. Now, what you could do is, right as you're putting that piece of metal in, you could take a dab of, like, silicone caulk.
Yes.
Or roofing cement, and just put like a little dab there about the size of your thumb and push down gently that piece of metal into that, and then you'll never have a problem, never. You know, just don't put so much of that down that when you push the metal, it all oozes out and looks really ugly.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's how you fix those things. And as far as that flashing that's bent up, all I would do is I would go up there, and this thing, you're actually able to face nail it. It's done all the time. You can actually face nail the edge of that flashing, and you'll be fine. In other words, actually take a roofing nail, penetrate, you know, go up about a half inch on the edge of the metal, and drive the nail right through the metal, right through the shingle. And as the nail penetrates that metal, believe it or not, it for all intents and purposes, it's self-sealing. You know, it makes a really tight, you know, you wouldn't want to drill a hole and then put the nail in.
Mm-hmm.
Because as that nail punctures the metal, it's such a tight fit that water won't leak through that little, you know, it just won't leak through there.
Wow.
So you really kind of lucked out. I mean, it's unfortunate that they were a little sloppy and you know, didn't do those things, but maybe they were hot and tired, you know.
Yes, it was very hot that day, that's
yeah.
For sure.
So I'm telling you, it's really miserable doing that kind of work, and it's easy to get distracted, and it's easy to not stay focused.
Mm-hmm. So. Now, I have one other question.
Yes, go right ahead.
When they put on the ventilation pipe boot.
Yes.
They actually used a roofing nail on the bottom of those boots. The boots are actually out on top of the shingle.
That's right. The lower half of those boots should be exposed, and the upper half gets covered by the shingles.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. It's okay to have an exposed nail there. It's not the end of the world, because sometimes if you don't do that, believe it or not, in really high wind situations, the wind can drive up underneath those boots. So those face nails are there to, are to try to hold that front edge down.
And they won't rust and cause leaking over time?
It just depends on the quality of the nail that they used. If they used a really good hot dipped galvanized nail,
mm-hmm.
that nail should last for 30, 40 years.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah, it should last longer than the shingles. But some of the nails that are being used today for roofing are electroplated galvanized nails, and the galvanizing on those wears off pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on the type of nail they used.
I see. Okay.
All right, pal, anything else?
No, that's all. I do appreciate your time.
Well, I'm sorry. I wish I would have had more time. As down there, I would have stopped by to see you.
You'll have to come back. You're invited any time.
Yeah, let me tell you, though, I'm coming back in October.
Oh, that's a good time.
Yeah, it's got to be beautiful there in October.
It is. You'll get to see the leaves actually changing.
I'm all over that.
Yeah, you're welcome anytime. Give me a call if you'd like to stop by.
I will. Well, just send me an email, Julie. I need to know where to come.
Okay, I'll do that, Tim.
All right, well, thanks so much. And let me know how the repairs come out. And if you want to send me photos to look at it, I'd be more than happy to look at them.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Julie, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.